This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. I'm Caleb Brown. The president is threatening to shut down the border between the U.S. and Mexico, despite the fact that many people cross the border every day for tourism, work, business, and more than $1 billion in goods cross the U.S.-Mexican border every day. Cato's Dan Eikenson and David Beer say it's not without precedent. The president has said that he might close the border between the United States and Mexico. One of his advisors, Kellyanne Conway, says this is a threat that should be taken very seriously. And to his credit, I suppose, as offering that threat seriously, it seems that the president doesn't necessarily understand exactly how profits work when it comes to international trade. He was quoted as saying, "I'll just close the border, and with a deficit like the one we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation." If that's actually his view, then we probably should take his notion seriously that closing the border would fix problems that he sees with cross-border migration. So to you, Dave Beer, What precisely is the problem that closing the border is supposed to solve?
Right now, people from Central America, primarily Guatemala and Honduras, as well as El Salvador, are coming to the border and asking for asylum. And they are typically crossing the border illegally between ports of entry and turning themselves into Border Patrol agents, at which point they are arrested and detained pending a hearing to determine whether their asylum claim is legitimate or not. And typically at that point, because the hearings are so delayed, they're released until that hearing comes up. So that's the situation that they're trying to resolve. The reason why the asylum seekers are not going to ports of entry right now is because the administration has already made the decision to turn them away. They've basically established a hard cap on the number of asylum seekers that they'll take at these ports, which inevitably drives illegal crossings and people crossing between those ports of entry. So he has, in effect, already shut down ports of entry for the purpose of asylum seekers. And now he's frustrated that he can't stop people from crossing illegally. So now the next step is basically to shut off all trade, all travel between these two countries. And the hope is, obviously, this will not address anything to do with people crossing illegally. He can't shut that down. He has no control over it, and that's part of the desperation here. But the hope is, well, if we shut it down and we shut off all trade, then the Mexican government will take action and do our bidding and arrest these people before they get to the U.S. and deport them back to Central America. Now, the Mexican government doesn't like the Central Americans either and has been deporting them in very large numbers. But they're a much poorer country than the United States is. And despite what we like to believe, the government is not omnipotent. It can't do whatever it wants in terms of preventing people from moving. And at the end of the day, smugglers and smuggling organizations and migrants figure out a way to get around blockades, get around fences, and come to the United States, because the economic reasons for coming are so large that simply imposing, more border agents, more Mexican immigration agents is not enough to prevent them from coming north.
And Dave, when I spoke with Beto O'Rourke, when he was a guest on the Cato Daily Podcast a while back, we talked about, he represents El Paso, which is a port of entry, a big port of entry. And he talked about not just goods, but people who cross the border every day. We haven't seen a proposal or an outline, really, of what closing the border would look like. But how would it affect those people who cross the border every day for work?
Right. So every year you have 100 million 190 million crossings that happen. People, most of those are people who commute from Mexico across the border into U.S. cities for work, for tourism, for business. And so many of them are U.S. citizens. There's at least 1.5 million U.S. citizens living on the Mexican side of the border. There are many other legal permanent residents of the United States living in Mexico who cross back and forth. I mean, it would be an incredible blow to the economies along the border in San Diego and El Paso and Laredo. And, you know, this is not something that any of these border communities want. So, you know, so often we hear about the idea that, they're the ones most affected by illegal immigration. They understand the problem, and therefore, you know, they'll get it that, you know, we need to be tough. But they don't want to shut off a trade and travel. They don't want to shut down these legal migration flows because it's such a benefit to their economies and to their businesses. And so, yes, it would be just a tremendous blow. And I think the comments by Representative O'Rourke really explain why that's the case.
To you, Dan Eikenson, the president has said, at least, that he views closing the border as a profit-making operation. That would seem to go to the core of what trade actually is. And, you know, the core benefit of trade is to the parties that are trading. And it seems that the president doesn't appreciate that, or doesn't care about it, or doesn't understand it.
No, that's right. President Trump fundamentally misunderstands the purpose of trade, trade flows, trade accounting. You know, he sees exports as the objective, as Team America's points, and imports as Team Mexico's points. And the trade deficit that we have with Mexico means that Mexico is winning. So if we were to just shut off trade, we would therefore stop losing. Now, that's just, you know, the wrong way to look at this. In fact, we have about a $600 billion trade relationship with Mexico. About 70% of that is raw materials, intermediate goods, and capital equipment, which are the purchases of U.S. businesses and Mexican businesses. We're in these integrated supply chains. And when we have cross-border trade, which is about $1.7 billion per day, that's basically a conveyor belt within a factory, shipping components to the next stage in production, and then those components are in a machine, and they come back to the United States in another form of production. And if we shut that down, it is really like putting a wall through the middle of a factory floor. And a lot of U.S. Workers in manufacturing that President Trump alleges to go to bat for are going to be adversely affected here. We're talking about $330 billion of that trade is in autos, auto parts, machine parts. These are important segments of the U.S. economy that the president just seems to want to is willing to sacrifice. If you remember, he just last week he was claiming how successful his trade policy has been. His trade negotiator just concluded the new NAFTA, the USMCA agreement, that is geared toward reducing trade barriers and facilitating trade flows. Here, he's now threatening to shut down trade entirely so that there are zero trade flows. So I think the president really needs to decide what his policy should be, facilitating trade or shutting it down.
So Mexico is the number three trading partner with the United States overall. It is a massive export market, but as you noted, a lot of the things that we get from Mexico are intermediate goods, and I think it's always worth explaining why intermediate goods precisely are an extremely important element of international trade.
Well, just like consumers look to suppliers around the world to satisfy their demands, we shop around, look for the best prices, the best products, the best quality. Businesses are consumers as well, and they look around for the best ways to add value. To maybe it makes sense to avail themselves in certain parts of the production process, of resources, particular resources that are abundant in another country, whether it's labor or particular supply or a particular skill. And if American manufacturing had to produce everything in the United States, all the components in every machine, we would have a very difficult time competing with the rest of the world. And that gets to the whole point of the NAFTA and the North American market and the North American production platform. And that is, we now are able to avail ourselves of all sorts of factors of production to make ourselves competitive with Asia and Europe. And the way the president has treated the relationship, the Mexicans and the Canadians, in the renegotiation of NAFTA, and in his sort of flip willingness to shut down trade with Mexico, suggests that he really does not understand how important this relationship is to the U.S. economy, to the productive side of the U.S. economy.
Dave talked about how many people cross the border, and a little bit about the goods that cross the border every day. But can you give us a picture? What is the size of goods that pass through our ports of entry every day?
Well, every day it's about $1.7 billion worth of goods. 80% of the avocados that we consume in the United States come from Mexico. Something like 60% of the fruits and vegetables that we consume in the winter and early spring come from Mexico. There is a huge interdependence. We're talking about final products, these fruits and vegetables, as well as components that go into manufacturing. So if we were to not be sourcing these products or performing certain production functions in Mexico, we would have to find other places to do that. And, well, you know, Mexico's pretty close to the United States. If we were going to have to go further away, it would make the cost of production even higher.
You have to understand that 17,000 commercial trucks cross the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexico border, every single day. And so we saw a temporary closure of one of the ports in San Diego in California last year when the federal government shut down that port because there was a group of migrants trying to cross through the port there. And that was estimated to cost U.S. businesses $5.3 million. And that was just one day and one port. And, you know, what ended up happening was you had all of the traffic then shift to the next port down the line. That resulted in five-hour waits there. So basically, goods were all trying to funnel through a much narrower a funnel, and that resulted in such long waits that businesses were disrupted. Obviously, consumers couldn't get into the United States. Lots of people who were trying to cross for work couldn't get there. Huge cost to productivity on the U.S. side of the border.
You know, Caleb, this happened before. In 1969, President Nixon shut down the border. It was part of his war on drugs, going after marijuana in particular, which was flowing to the north and animating parties and generations in various parts of the United States. But the border was shut down, and trucks were waiting for days. And there wasn't as much trade between the United States and Mexico at the time, but it was exceptionally disruptive. And, you know, it came to naught. In fact, you close down the legal entry points for people and for goods, whether they're legal or not, they're going to find illegal channels to come into the United States. And there was an uptick in smuggling as a result of that.
David Beer is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Dan Eikenson directs the Herbert A. Stiefel Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.